Lessons in Lust by Ruby Ryder. The word stressful didn't even begin to cover the Monday I had just survived. It sucked more, and in so many ways, than I could have ever thought possible. I'd worked a straight 10 hours, and it was getting late. I climbed into my car, snatched up my phone, and dialed her number quickly. After 2 rings, she picked it up with a single syllable, sounding slightly annoyed. "Yeah?" "Hi, Julie, it's Ben." "Hey, Ben, how are you, babe?" Then the voice dropped to low and sultry. "Wanna come over?" She hung the question in the air right in front of me, and I leapt to grab the hook, the same hook she always threw out there, complete with the barb on the end that wouldn't let me back away once I said yes. "Yes, I'd like that. Be there in half an hour?" "Wow, you do want to come over. Don't make me wait. You know how I don't like waiting." Julie's voice was playful. "I won't. See you soon." Inside, a part of me quaked at my response. There was my yes. Of course, that's why I called her. But still, Julie unnerved me. She was exciting, but she was also a little scary. We didn't really have much in common. I didn't care for the people she hung around with. They were too coarse and crude for me to bear for long. I didn't like the way she lived. Housekeeping seemed like an afterthought. I certainly didn't care for the way she dressed. And honestly, her elevator didn't exactly go all the way to the top floor. But Julie definitely had a particular genius, and I needed that genius badly right then. So I ignored the red warning flag waving in front of my face once again. I pushed it off to the side like I'd done so many times before, and soon found myself at her front door. I ran my hands through my hair and tried to still the slight tremor of my body. It took me a while to get up the courage to knock. I stood there in my suit, uptight, personified. For God's sake, I hadn't even loosened my tie on the drive over. I did so quickly, and then knocked briskly. The door opened, and there she was. Julie's ultra-short hair was pink and black now, black on top and bright pink on the sides. Last time I'd seen her, it was green. I liked this look better. Her blue eyes were dark with makeup. Lipstick matching the pink in her hair drew all my attention to her full lips for a moment. Tight jean shorts showed off her muscular legs, decorated with tattoos here and there. She was wearing a white tank top, a man's underwear shirt, really. Her small, pert breasts were plainly visible through the thin cotton shirt, and it showed off the tattoos covering her strong shoulders, too. Big black combat boots completed the picture. Julie stood a full 2 inches taller than me, and that added immeasurably to the thrill I felt when with her. Without a word, she grabbed me by my tie and pulled me up to her mouth, devouring me in a kiss that sucked out a good portion of the stress I'd been accumulating all day. Oh my God, this was why I called Julie. This was exactly why. She mashed her lips hard against mine and sucked my tongue hungrily. I trembled with pleasure. Her lipstick was smeared when she finally let me go, and I was quite sure it was now decorating my face as well. She looked at me for a long moment and laughed. "Wow, you so need me, don't you?" It wasn't a question, more of a comment. "Mm-hmm," I murmured in response. She led me into the house and straight to her bedroom, using my tie as a leash. When we got there, she pulled me right up close to her face again and spoke her words without a smile. "So, is my Ben ready for another lesson?" I could only nod my head in the second she gave me to answer before pulling me to her lips again. She slid my jacket off and threw it down on the floor. I winced inwardly as I thought about the dry cleaning bill, but her forceful kisses quickly chased that thought from my head. Lips glued to mine, Julie's fingers worked quickly, and soon my tailored button-down shirt joined the jacket on the floor. My trousers and briefs followed quickly. I kicked off my loafers and socks, doing my part to help with the process. Now, the only thing I still had on was my tie. And by the way she had a hold of it, I had a feeling it was staying. I felt a little adrenaline in the pit of my stomach. 6 months of seeing her, and I still felt a slight rush of fear. I had met Julie one day while I was filling up my car at the gas station. I'd overfilled the tank, spilling some on my car and myself. Julie was gassing up her rusted-out Ford Ranchero at the pump closest to mine. She watched with fascination while I meticulously wiped the drops of gas off the side of my BMW, first dipping a paper towel into the window washing water, cleaning up the gas, and then drying it with a clean towel, and repeating the process with a couple of spots on my leather shoes, my pants, and finally my hands. As I gathered up all the towels and took them over to the trash can, Julie was laughing low in her throat. I looked up at her with curiosity and found that I was the source of her amusement. "Jesus, dude, you could totally use some lessons on how to relax, you know? And guess what?" She leaned closer to me, over the trash can, and looked me straight in the eye. "I can so teach you. Or you can stay as uptight as you are right now, your choice." She smirked and handed me her card, which I took without thinking, even as her words offended me. The card was solid black, with just Julie and her number in red print in the middle. I shoved it in my pocket with some affront and roared off, but not before noticing the swell of her breasts, her wild, punkified exterior, and her dark, made-up eyes eating me up with a shameless stare. The look on her face spoke volumes about the thing she would do to me when I called. I soon discovered that in that moment she had cast the lure that would seduce me, and she did it all just by being Julie. I, on the other hand, was not really myself at all, hadn't been for some time. There was a part of me that I had packed away neatly and completely in a box, wrapped tight, with that impervious type of packing tape that you need a knife to get through, and only when you are really ready to open the box. For about 3 years since my divorce, I'd kept that box on a high shelf where no one could reach it. Julie saw the box right away and scoffed at the supposed need for a knife. She was right. After meeting her, I felt like I was inside of that box, clawing my way out, doing whatever it took to be with her. I held on to her card. After about a week, my curiosity got the better of me, and I called her one Sunday afternoon, inquiring rather formally as to what her lessons might consist of. "Oh, baby, the first step in chilling out is to be okay with not knowing what's coming. I could teach you that. So why don't you just come over and check it out?" There was something I couldn't resist about Julie. I don't think I could have told you what it was exactly. I was quite sure I would never want a single friend or business associate to meet her, to know that I knew her, and that embarrassed me. But that embarrassment wasn't enough to stop me that afternoon. I did go check it out, and I'd been hooked ever since. She was nothing like any woman I'd ever met, and certainly nothing like my prudish ex-wife. Julie was the most intimidating and the sexually hottest woman I had ever met. Her intense sexuality was the hook that I couldn't walk away from if I tried. But if she wanted to, I was sure she could beat the shit out of me. She as much threatened to do so in the very beginning if I didn't do as I was told. She made it quite clear that my role, the moment I walked in her door, was to take whatever she dished out, however she decided to dish it. Those dishes were alternately so erotically thrilling, I wasn't sure I could take that much pleasure, and mind-blowingly challenging for the tight, constrained parts of me. From my perfectly cut dark brown hair and clean-shaven face to the suit and tie covering my tense, slim body, I had major control issues. Julie was self-appointed as the director in charge of teaching me how to loosen up, basically. I'd made a lot of progress since those first few terrifying lessons. My clean freak side was nicely in check, hence the suit on the floor and the lipstick on my face, and I had learned how to open parts of myself, accessing places I hadn't even known existed inside me. Julie had done so many things to me that completely exploded my narrow, controlled view of what a sexual encounter should be. In actuality, though, it was whatever she wanted it to be. I just held on for the ride. And Jesus, what a ride it was every time. She'd made me swallow my own cum. She'd tied me up and rode me until I was raw. She'd stuck her tongue deep in my ass and then insisted I do the same to her. She'd blindfolded me and teased me until I begged with the need for release. During my encounters with her, inevitably, I came face to face with that rigid, closed part of me. Julie knew intuitively how to deal with it. She could see it in my eyes, that deer-in-the-headlights look, and she opened me up, one way or another. Everything she'd done with me and to me, I had enjoyed, in the end. It was the getting there that often challenged me. I was actually starting to relax, though, and I was proud of that. I couldn't stay away from Julie for long, nor did I want to. I was hooked big time. So, I've been thinking, Ben, I've been thinking about this next lesson for a long time. Julie pulled me to her again with my tie. As she kissed me, the hand that wasn't holding the tie grabbed my cock. I was half erect, and her warm hand squeezed me gently. Unexpectedly, she left me briefly to retrieve a glass of white wine from the side of the bed. This was different. She handed it to me, simply saying, "All of it, now." I didn't ask questions. If Julie thought I needed a little alcohol to help me get through whatever she had in mind this time, I would drink it down. Shame it wasn't a nice crisp Pinot Grigio, but that thought flickered only briefly before joining the forgotten dry-cleaning bill concerns. I downed it, wincing at the cheap fruity bite of the tepid liquid. "Okay, Benny, get your ass over to that bed." With alacrity, I did as she asked. I lay on my back, and she laughed low and sexy. She climbed onto the bed and startled me by quickly sliding my cock into her mouth, swirling her tongue around the head. Oh, Jesus, that felt good. But her mouth was gone just as suddenly. "Flip over, baby." To illustrate, she twisted her hand as she spoke. "Yes, ma'am." She made a small hum of pleasure. Julie liked to be called ma'am. "Good boy. Stay right there. I'll be right back." She took her time returning to me. I pushed my cock into the bed and became impatient waiting for her. Then a blindfold was slipped over my eyes and the darkness was unnerving, just like it had been the last time, and the first time, come to think of it. I felt her fasten cuffs on my wrists and ankles and then tie them to the posts of the bed so I was spread eagle. She left me like that for a while. I knew better than to complain. The one and only time I'd been foolish enough to think that I could change Julie's mind by making a fuss over my predicament, she had placed clamps on my sensitive nipples and then sat in a chair out of reach filing her nails. After about half an hour, she'd put her lips right next to my ear and told me in a soft voice that in the future I really needed to remember that I was there to learn how to relax and let go, not how to complain when things were not going my way. Then she released the nipple clamps. The pain of the blood flowing back into them was exquisitely sharp, and although there was some pleasure involved, I was not eager to repeat that experience. "So, Ben, bet you didn't know that I've been wanting to do this to you ever since that day at the gas station." I thought about Julie's words. "Do what?" I posed the question slowly. She ignored it. "You were bent over cleaning gas off your precious BMW, your ass looking pretty sweet in your uptight clothes. I was watching your ass the whole time, you know." As she spoke, she trailed her fingers over my ass cheeks with a feather-like touch. "Glad I could oblige you with a nice view," I trailed off, not sure where to go with that. Her fingers moved closer to my crack and continued the maddeningly light touch. My cock was achingly hard underneath me, in anticipation of what was to come, even though I didn't really know what was to come. Then she separated my cheeks, and I felt the coolness of lube as she began to circle my puckered hole with her finger. Nice. She'd done this to me a few times before. Her finger in my ass was delicious, and I wanted to feel that now. But her finger just kept circling and teasing. I pushed my ass back, wanting more, to no avail. Julie would do what she wanted when she wanted, circling, teasing, until I was hard as a rock and ready to start begging. Finally, she slipped her finger inside, slowly and smoothly. I moaned and raised my ass up, reaching for more. Yes. Gently and too slowly, she started stroking in and out of my tight ass. Time to open up, Benny boy. Letting her in was sometimes a challenge. I concentrated on breathing and relaxing as she began to work a second finger in alongside the first. God, it felt so good, and it was almost too much. I was familiar with that feeling where Julie was concerned. She had walked right past all the lines I'd drawn and showed me things that two bodies could do together that I'd never dreamt of. I had learned to trust that, and sure enough, after a while, her fingers felt like they belonged there in my ass, comfortable and delicious. Then I felt her slide a plug into me. I wiggled my ass a little as she moved it in and out before pushing it deep and leaving it. I wanted for her to untie me so I could fuck her. Fucking her with a plug in my ass was an extraordinary pleasure she'd only allowed me a few times. But that particular delight was apparently not on the menu tonight at Julie's Restaurant of Sexual Delights. She left me tied. "How's my boy?" she breathed the question into my ear and kissed the back of my neck, lingering there. "Just fine," I answered softly. Her lips felt so good. "Just fine?" Her voice had an edge. "That's it? Ben, honey, try answering that question again, or I'm going to leave you here for a while and go find something more exciting to do. Jesus, I got you tied up with a plug in your ass, and that's all you got for me is just fine? What the fuck? Maybe you better dig deeper, Ben, maybe as deep as that fucking plug in your ass, and tell me how in the fuck you really are." My cock shriveled under the intensity and volume of her voice. Whoa. Being tied up and pissing off Julie was not a good combination. Shit. I'd forgotten one of my lessons. That's why she was so angry. Early on, Julie taught me that when she asked how I was, she never, ever wanted to hear some banal platitude meant to hide everything I was feeling. She had called that lesson inside out. She wanted to hear what I was really feeling, whether I was scared or anxious or turned on or angry or anything. As long as I was honest, there were never repercussions for telling her exactly what was going on inside me. Conversely, there were usually sweet rewards. While I'd screwed up royally this time, reparations were in order. "Okay, wait. I'm so sorry, Julie. I totally fucked up. Let me try that again." I spoke the words carefully, then took a deep breath and tuned in under the exterior I usually presented to people. "Okay, first, I'm scared because I know you're pissed off and I'm tied up. And I'm disappointed in myself that I forgot about inside out. Underneath that, the blindfold always makes me a little nervous. I'm excited to be here with you again. The plug in my ass feels exquisite. And underneath everything, I so want you to untie me so I can fuck you senseless and kiss you the whole time." I took another deep breath while I waited for her reaction. Inside out was difficult for me. It certainly didn't come naturally. The silence was hard to endure, but I stayed still and quiet. After a painfully long time, I finally heard her laugh softly. "That was pretty damn good, Ben. Except for one thing. You can't fuck me senseless, because I ain't never had no sense to begin with." She laughed long and loud. I joined her tentatively and felt myself relax a little. "And besides, I'm not the one who's going to get fucked tonight, baby. You are." With those words, she removed my blindfold. The first thing I saw, at eye level, was Julie's hips wrapped in a strap-on harness with what appeared, from that angle, to be an enormous black dildo attached to it. Okay. She really meant it. She was going to fuck me. My ass clenched around the plug reflexively, and my insides quivered. I shut out the view of the dildo by closing my eyes for a moment. Between Julie's anger and that dildo, my erection felt like a distant memory. "We'll check you out," she said. "I just scared the crap out of you, huh?" She studied my face, which I struggled to compose. "Have fun with that fear, Ben, because it ain't staying for long." I popped my eyes open again, preferring to know what was coming if I had the choice. Naked but for her strap-on, Julie walked to her closet and pulled out a crop. Then she replaced my blindfold. "But first, we're going to feed it." She whistled the crop through the air repeatedly, and my ass clenched even tighter. Then she wailed it on the bed around me as I twitched in reaction, never knowing when it might be me instead of the bed. Over and over again, she hit the bed. After a while, I worked hard to relax, knowing she wouldn't hit me that hard. Only then did the crop come down on my right ass cheek with more force than I'd ever felt it. Ah! I couldn't have stopped the sound from coming out of me. The sting that followed took my breath away for a few seconds. Then Julie resumed, her loud crop strokes on the bed, sometimes close enough for me to feel the wind created by them. I knew the other stroke was coming. She never left me one-sided. My whole body was tense with anticipation and fear. My breath came in short bursts as I struggled to maintain. Every time she swung it, I swore it was going to land on my left ass cheek. Eventually it did, producing another yell of surprise and pain. Jesus, that stung. Listen up, Ben. She sounded so serious, that was never good. More fear. Inside. On the first syllable, she brought the crop down on my right cheek again, almost as hard as the first time. I gasped in pain. Out. The left side of my ass was treated to another stroke as well. Don't forget again. No, ma'am, I won't, I answered quickly with the little breath I had. My ass was on fire. I heard the crop land next to me on the bed as she threw it down disgustedly. The most important thing I fucking teach you and you forget it? What the fuck, Ben? All the rest of this shit's worthless without that. Her words were terse and she spat them out. Then, surprisingly, her voice softened. It's what's inside that counts, Ben, don't you get it? None of it matters unless you can talk to me about the inside. Her voice wavered a little. She sounded a bit plaintive. It was almost as if she were talking to herself as well as me. I wished I could see her. I get it, Julie, I do. It won't ever happen again. I struggled to keep my voice strong and clear as I answered her. I heard her take a deep breath and then felt her fingers smoothing the spots on my ass that still burned. She moved up on the bed and laid her body down on top of mine, her breasts against my back, and the cool smoothness of her dildo nestled between my fiery cheeks. She stayed there, quiet and still for a while. The skin-to-skin contact was heavenly. She stretched her head over my shoulder and took off my blindfold. Her face was next to mine. She had an impish smile. Her shining eyes were the only evidence of her previous mood. This woman could change at the speed of light sometimes. So, how's my boy now? My head reeled. Jesus, she asked a lot, and she got it, too. I opened the door to my insides once again and started talking. Wow. Well, first, my ass still burns a little. Pretty sure you left marks. Not that I am complaining, of course. My fear of your crop is gone, but my fear of being fucked with that, I pushed my ass back against the dildo, is front and center. Part of me looks forward to it, and another part of me wants you to untie me so I can fuck you senseless and then run out the door before you can fuck me. I didn't intend for it to be funny, but we both burst into laughter. I'm afraid it's going to hurt. My voice was softer and I spoke hesitantly. Oh, baby. She slid off my back and cozied up to my side, looking into my eyes and smoothing her hand over my sore ass. My crop hurt way more than fucking you will, I promise. I had my doubts, but I also had no choice in the matter at the moment. Julie's hook was set deeply into me, and I was tied quite securely. Whether or not I wanted to experience getting fucked up my ass, it was inevitable at this point. Really? I wanted reassurance. For reals, Benny boy. Remember, baby, it's all about relaxing. Julie purred in my ear, and I felt my insides turn to liquid. My God, the power this woman had over me. Say goodbye to that nasty fear and just feel, baby. Feel all the shit I'm gonna do to you. You're gonna love it. This ain't about pain, baby. It's all about pleasure. She chuckled. I don't get why pleasure is so tough for you, Ben. But I guess that's why you come to me for your lessons, right? She laughed deep in her throat. It was so fucking sexy. I took a deep breath and tried to relax. I knew better than to beg Julie to let me go. I tried that a few times in the beginning, and she had just laughed at me. I remember the first time she tied me up like this and started to play with my ass. I had thrown a mini tantrum, insisting she let me go, begging, pleading, and practically hyperventilating. She had spanked my ass with her bare hand over and over, telling me the same words she had doubtless been told when she was a child. "I'll give you something to be upset about." My ass was bright red and so painful by the time I finally gave up that I just sobbed quietly, releasing all the tension I'd been holding so tightly. She had immediately stopped punishing my scorching cheeks and wrapped her warm, soft body around me, murmuring soothing noises and rubbing my back. Julie had wiped my tears away and kissed me deeply and softly. Then she'd slowly slid her finger into my ass, and I swooned with the pleasure of it. Yes, I'd been to some deep places with this woman. I thought about the dildo. Not that deep. Julie's face was close to mine, and she was watching me over her shoulder. "Look at me." Her words were soft, but broached no refusal. I locked eyes with her as she pulled the plug out slowly and slipped two fingers back into my ass, pushing deep. She smiled at my obvious pleasure. I strained against my bonds, loving the feel of her fingers, but still trying to let go the fear of what was to come. Then I felt that familiar buzz of pleasure when she touched that one unbelievably thrilling spot. Julie had taught me all about my prostate, even though she pronounced the word with a long O sound. More importantly, she knew exactly where that spot was in my ass. She stroked it with her fingers, and I moaned with pleasure, still looking into her eyes. The sensation was so different than having my cock stroked. It was deeper and more encompassing, and it was such a vulnerable feeling. I pulled the sensation towards me like a gourmet meal, but felt the urge to push it away because a part of me, the part that always wanted to stay in control, was yelling at me that the cost would be too high. No. Good gourmet food was so ambrosial you didn't even notice the price. I ignored the voice inside me, concentrating instead on the sensation of Julie's fingers, slick with lube. My ass stretched even further as she carefully worked one more finger in, giving me all the time I needed to adjust. I watched her as she opened me up. Her face was filled with passion, eyes bright with excitement. As she played, my cock alternated between hard and soft, and I didn't care. I just wanted to keep feeling her soft stroking inside me, pretty much forever. Eventually, she stopped and interrupted my bliss, removing her fingers. My ass immediately craved to be filled again. Julie released my bonds and motioned for me to flip back over onto my back. I complied, and she restrained me once again, this time only my wrists. Then she started lubing the black dildo that hung between her legs, and I knew the time had come. My first fucking. The fear was mostly gone, so inside me I closed that door, shutting it out of my experience completely. Julie bent my legs and pushed them up to access my ass. I looked up at her, the pink-black hair, tattoos, black-rimmed eyes, a startling light blue color. Her small breasts had large nipples that were erect, betraying her excitement. Her arms and legs were as muscular and fit as an Amazon. "It's all about pleasure, Ben." Julie spoke softly and slowly, smiling at me. She was poised to enter me, and I so wanted it. Guiding the tip of her cock between my cheeks, she looked into my eyes again, her face full of lust. Without being told, I kept my eyes connected to hers as she inched her toy ever so slowly inside me, watching my reaction. My mouth opened in surprise when she was all the way in. This felt so different than her fingers, so full and delicious. My God, it felt good. The noise she made was just a noise, but in it was an unspoken sentence. "Didn't I tell you this would feel good?" I replied, with feeling, nodding for emphasis. My cock was quickly hardening, and she surprised me by grabbing it with a lubed hand and beginning to stroke it. Then she began slowly pulling out of my ass almost all the way and sliding back inside, causing the most incredible sensations I've ever felt to course through my whole pelvic area. Every time the dildo hit my prostate, I moaned with pleasure. Julie held my cock without stroking it for a while as she continued fucking me. Yes, indeed, this was all about pleasure. and my cock was desperate for some relief as my orgasm started to build. She slid into me over and over again, and it was so unbelievably hot. I groaned my enjoyment. My ankles were hooked over her strong shoulders, trying to pull her more deeply into me. "Don't you dare! Not yet, Benny boy!" This time her voice was commanding and insistent on obedience. Not that I would have dared to do anything but. She took her hand off my cock and closed her eyes, so I pushed my orgasm away a bit, but kept it within arm's reach. yeah, the arms that were tied to the bedposts, right. Julie sunk deep inside my ass, and then began to push against the base of the dildo, leaving it inside me. It became clear that I was not the only one who was going to get off during this fucking. Her body started straining with effort as she pushed her clit against the base of the dildo. I loved watching the roll of her hips, the instinctive motion as passion took over her body, and her movements were no longer her choice, but more of an pure animalistic drive towards orgasm. I pulled against my restraints briefly with the urge to touch her nipples, and I licked my lips. If I was uptight personified when I stood at Julie's door, she was passion personified in this moment, arching her hips up to get the most sensation she could on her clit. As her movements quickened, her eyes flew open, and she began truly fucking my ass, taking my cock in her hand again, and stroking it smoothly and firmly. She fucked me vigorously, and the moments between prostate zings shortened. Everything intensified, and I so wanted to come. "Ma'am, may I please come?" My breath was ragged. She nodded. Her consent marked the beginning of her own orgasm. Julie was always loud when she came. I'd grown to love it. Her noises turned me on, that level of unrestrained ecstasy. "Oh, yes, Benny. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah." She slammed into me with her cock, thrusting in time with her words, riding her orgasm for all it was worth. Heaven. That's where I was transported in that moment. And I was so on the edge. That's all it took. I felt a tingling in my ass, and then pure, unadulterated pleasure flooded through my body. Each stroke of Julie's toy was like a lightning bolt of electric thrill deep in my ass. My cock felt like it was going to explode. There was so much pressure behind my orgasm. And then I surprised myself. Me, the quiet one, the man who was just learning to find his voice in bed with a brave moan or groan of pleasure occasionally. I lost it. As spurt after spurt of cum shot out of my cock, I yelled with each one. "Ah! Ah! Oh my God! Ah!" I felt cum landing on my chest, my cheek, the tie still around my neck, everywhere. I came and came and came. Julie stopped moving her hips and milked the last few spasms from my cock. Cum still dribbling out, me still in ecstasy. Holding my cock possessively, she watched me come back to earth. "Wow, Benny, I heard you this time," she grinned at me. I smiled and looked away from her gaze, embarrassed. She put her fingers under my chin and brought me back from hiding to give me a long, pleased look. She pulled out gently and slowly from my ass, took my legs off her shoulders, and straightened them on the bed. I felt like a limp puppet as she moved me around. Then she slipped off her dildo and threw it off the side of the bed. I swear, I didn't even think about germs or my suit on the floor or anything. Then Julie lay her body down on top of mine, right down on all that cum, licking it off my cheek and my neck and kissing me, sliding our slick bodies together. We started giggling and then had a good laugh, our bodies competing for space and our mouths kissing and laughing at the same time. Finally, she slid off me and untied my arms, rubbing my shoulders and wrists a little as she removed my cuffs. Then she cuddled up to my side with her head on my shoulder and rubbed my sticky cum into my stomach absentmindedly. We were quiet for a while. "Benny," she murmured. "Yes, ma'am." "You know that really important lesson I taught you called Inside Out?" "Yes," I answered warily. I so didn't want to go back to that territory. "Well, this lesson was really important, too. but it has a different name, Benny. What I taught you tonight is called In and Out. She started giggling again, and I joined her, our laughter building until we were both in tears. I couldn't wait to find out what the lesson would be next time.